Hello, and welcome to this guest podcast for Nature Canada. I'd like to introduce Sharon Bamber to you. Sharon's an outdoor painter, also known as a plein air artist, originally from the United Kingdom, but now based in the West Kootenays in British Columbia. We're here to talk about how nature and art have helped her connect to her new home in BC. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, I'm originally from the United Kingdom. I emigrated to BC 11 years ago now. Originally, I trained as a zoologist and then as a landscape architect. And I worked as a landscape architect before coming to Canada. But it wasn't until I came to Canada that I found my true calling as an artist.
How did you end up in Canada?
I was working as a landscape architect and it was a very corporate life and I found myself wishing my life away, desperately waiting for Fridays to arrive and dreading Mondays, and I thought there's got to be more to life than this. So I retrained and did an MBA in sports management because I wanted to get into rugby or sport and adventure or something like that. Once I got my MBA, I went to work in a professional rugby club, but found out it was the same old corporate life. So I went home and in desperation explored the internet, and that's where I found a photo of British Columbia, and as soon as I saw it, I filled in an immigration form, and here I am.
So once you were out here, how did you go from an MBA in sport management to becoming an artist?
I was living in Kamloops when I first moved here, and I did a workshop with Gay Adams, a pastel artist and signature member of the Federation of Canadian Artists. And she said she was quite impressed with my work and said I should consider becoming a professional artist. And I found it to be a real true passion calling, so I put the plans for a sport and adventure company on the back burner and threw myself into art.
You say that art and nature have helped to connect you to your new home. Can you explain how?
Yes. Well, as I said, I emigrated here 11 years ago and I became a Canadian citizen 3 years ago now. But even after all that time, I felt that I was missing my connection that I was longing for. I still felt like a visitor here, that I didn't belong, and I just didn't know why. I loved everything about my new home, the stunning scenery, amazing wildlife, and the wonderful people. Of course, I knew all along that I'd miss my family and friends from the UK. I always knew that from the start it would be really difficult, but the lack of connection went far deeper than that. So for the past 9 years as a wildlife artist, I'd go out searching for wildlife encounters, watch whatever animal I was lucky enough to see, take photos and come back and work in the studio. And I really love those encounters. I get so excited by watching the animals. And through that art, I was building connections with those individual animals. So, for example, I was out watching a mum otter, and it must have been the first time that she brought her pups out for a swim, to teach them to swim. And we shared this moment, shared look, and I think she was trying to find out if I was trustworthy enough. And she obviously decided I was and let her pups play around me. And it was such a special moment, and I really wanted to share that through my art. It was just something really special. But I'd go back into my studio and paint inside, indoors, for months afterwards, and I was still missing something. And it wasn't until last year, when I decided to paint outside directly from nature, that there was a profound and dramatic change in my connection to this country.
Why do you think that was?
Well, I have a theory about that, and it seems to make sense to me. Have you ever heard of the environmental psychologist Louise Chawla and her research into ecstatic places or ecstatic memories?
No, I haven't.
I came across her research while I was trying to understand my extremely close connection to the natural world. She'd studied the ecstatic memories of childhood places, memories that shape our creative lives. And in her research, she found that most ecstatic memories were centred around natural places, where we were enthrallingly attuned to every particular element of that place. So the sights, sounds, scents, textures of everything around us. I'm fortunate enough to have a huge amount of these memories that just flood in, so many of them. The woods and meadows close to our home, where I can still smell the tall grass, feel it tickling against my legs and taste the blackberries and hear the bird song, and remember crawling into the secret hidden glade through the cool, cool shadow and into the warm, dappled light cast by the silver birches. And I can conjure up so many of these memories without really trying. And I know I never made a conscious effort to remember them when I was a kid, but they're there. So in today's language, ecstatics is associated with delight, but Chawla uses the word in terms of its ancient Greek meaning, which is standing outside of ourselves. And when we stand outside of ourselves, we're standing in the place that surrounds us. So it's really about an intense responsiveness to a place which is itself imbued with life. And it's been found that these memories give us a sense of the integration of nature and human life, a sense of being part of nature rather than apart from it.
So how does that relate to finding a sense of home here in Canada?
Well, all of my ecstatic memories are from my homeland, and by leaving it, this is what I had in a sense lost, that intense connection with the places around me. Nature here is so, so different. There's nothing familiar at all. The trees, flowers, animals, birds, geology, everything's different. It meant that I was stripped of that deep-rooted sense of integration. So I was prepared for missing family and friends when I emigrated, but I had no idea how deeply connected I was to the nature of my home, how much it was just an integral part of my very being. And it didn't even cross my mind that it would be such a profoundly influential part of settling into a new country. After all, as soon as I came here, I was overawed by the amazing beauty of the landscape, and I remember saying to friends back home that there's a wow around every corner. But now, having become a plein air painter, I realised that what I felt was more of a superficial kind of connection. You know, oh, it's so beautiful, I love it, wow, look at that. And it was a more of a this is me and that's nature kind of relationship.
So that all changed when you started painting outside?
Yes, absolutely, and unexpectedly from the very first painting that I did. Art's given it all back to me. Standing quietly painting for 3 to 4 hours in one spot, focusing absolutely, completely on my surroundings and nothing else. Really looking, really seeing, really and truly experiencing. It's total absorption in the natural environment without any of life's distractions that you have as an adult, like, oh, I've forgotten to buy that for dinner or whatever. So each and every time I go out and paint, I have this intense environmental encounter, and I guess it's building something akin to these ecstatic memories. I'm able to look beyond the postcard scene and really see and savour all of nature's richnesses and complexity and subtlety, to really feel a sense of place and belonging. So with each painting I do, I feel that I'm building that warm relationship with my new home that I've really been missing.
So do you feel that being out in nature can help fellow immigrants to connect with Canada?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Go out and really spend quiet time looking and absorbing your surroundings. Draw, paint, write a diary about what you're seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, or just sit and really look. You don't have to go out into the impressively spectacular national parks. Just find a small patch of nature, somewhere that's undominated by man, and make time to pay attention to it and breathe it all in. It's so important.
Thank you, Sharon, for taking time to share your experience of settling in Canada.
Well, thank you for letting me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that guest podcast by Sharon Bamber, plein air artist. You can see one of her paintings on this Nature Canada blog and read her inspiration behind the painting. It's a painting of a part of a small stream that she discovered running between a road and a railway line. You can see more of her paintings at SharonBamber.com.